Just before the fifth anniversary of the death of Eric Garner, which is today, U.S. Attorney General William Barr decided that federal prosecutors wouldn't bring civil charges against NYPD officer Daniel Pantaleo, who put Garner in that deadly chokehold in 2014. The Justice Department released a statement which says during the investigation, they focused primarily on two elements, whether the force used was objectively unreasonable and whether the officer acted willfully in violation of law. U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, Richard Donahue, spoke at a news conference on Tuesday.
Officer Pantaleo was not engaged in a chokehold on Mr. Garner when he said he could not breathe. And neither Officer Pantaleo nor any other officer applied a chokehold to Mr. Garner after he first said he could not breathe.
Justice! Now! Justice! Now!
5 years ago, my son said, I can't breathe 11 times. And today we can't breathe.
Eric Garner's mom, Gwen Carr, is asking NYPD Commissioner O'Neill to fire the officers involved in her son's death.
That officer, Officer Pantaleo, and all the officers who was involved in my son's death that day need to be off the force. The streets of New York City is not safe with them walking around.
And Carr says she wants Mayor de Blasio to do his job.
Fire these officers. I'm calling for them to be fired. Today, you don't have to wait for anything else. You see, the DOJ, they failed us. So now you come forward and do your job. You say you care about the New York citizens, come forward. Show yourself as a mayor, the mayor that you was elected to be.
I wish I could say this miscarriage of justice that the DOJ brought down was surprising.
Councilmember Donovan Richards is chair of the New York City Council's Committee on Public Safety.
We've been here before. The cameras have been here before. Yeah. My neighbor Sean Bell, let me remind people, was murdered. Let's be clear what this represents, as we've seen it and saw it to represent for years, that this country, that this city has deep-rooted racism and hatred towards black men in our country. In fact, the deal that came down today is just being very clear. It says that your life does not matter, that a black man could be choked on live television for the world to see and no justice be served. Then to make matters worse, to know that the officer who killed him while young black men languish on Rikers Island over low-level offenses is still collecting a paycheck today and serving in a department. More money. He's making more money. Yeah. Got a raise on the back of Eric Garner.
I've been crying all day. I've been crying all day because of the loss that Gwen Carr has suffered. 5 years, she has not gotten justice. Yeah.
Staten Island Councilmember Debbie Rose. No.
What is the lens that this city is looking through? Yeah. That you can allow a family to suffer like this, to know that there's an injustice, you have the ability to right that injustice, and you have not. Right now, I'm asking for Mayor de Blasio, I'm asking for a police commissioner to make things right. The Justice Department missed the mark. And I'm so glad to hear, Ms. Gwen, that we're not going to stop.
Meanwhile, the head of New York City's largest police union says that the death of Eric Garner was an undeniable tragedy, but that Officer Daniel Pantaleo didn't cause it. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.